I'm chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Okay, so long Mishnah. The background to the Mishnah is as follows, that Truma and Masa, you'll remember, Truma goes to the Kohen, then the first Masa goes to the Levi, and he also gives a little bit to the Kohen, and then the second Masa, Masa Sheni, sometimes it went up to Jerusalem, that was Masa Sheni, that was in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth year. And Masa, and in the third and the sixth year, it went to the poor people. And the seventh year was Shvis. In the seventh year, the Shemitah year, there was no Truma and Masa in the Shemitah year. So now what this mission is going to go to is that was in the land of Eretz Yisrael. There were certain lands outside of Eretz Yisrael where the sages rabbinically decreed that Truma and Masa must be given. And the question is, in the seventh year, what is that Masa? Does it have to be taken up to Jerusalem to be eaten, or does it go to the poor people, right? Because there's no Shemitah outside of Eretz Israel. So in the seventh year, you've got to do something with this rabbinical Masa Sheni. And specifically what this mission is going to is the two lands of Ammon and Moab, which came later. It was a later decree that Truma and Masa had to be given in the lands of Ammon and Moab. That's what this mission is going to. This is the mission of Bobo Yom Amru. We're still talking about that same day, right, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was made head of the academy. On that day, Ammon and Moab Mahen Bishvis. What did they do in Ammon and Moab on the seventh year? Taza Rabbi Tafron. So Rabbi Tafron said, Masa Oini. They made it Masa Oini. That's what they used to give. The Gaza Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said Masa Shaini. He said, no, it was Masa Shaini. Right? So machlokes between Rabbi Tafon and Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, said Rabbi Yishmael, Elazar ben Azariah, Alecha Ra'al Lamed, you have to bring a proof for your opinion that it's Masa Shaini. Shata Machmir, because you being strict. Why are you being strict? Because Masa Shaini was holy. It had to be taken up to Jerusalem to be eaten. Shekola machmir alav ra'a l'lamad. And anyone who's being strict, they have to bring the proof. So I said to him, you have to bring a proof for your position. Amalo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said, Yishmael achi, Yishmael my brother, ani lo shenisi meseder hashanim. I am not changing the order of the years. Tarfon achi shina, Tarfon my brother, he is changing the order of the years. Valav ra'al alamed. So he has to bring the proof. Why is he changing the order of the years? Because the sixth year was Masa Oni. And normally after Masa Oni year came a Masa Shaini. And Rabbi Tarfon's decreeing another Masa Oni. So he has to bring the proof, not me. Hashiv Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon answered. He said, Mitzrayim chutz laretz. Mitzrayim, Egypt, is outside of Israel. Ammon or Moav chutz laretz. And Ammon and Moav are outside of Israel. Ma Mitzrayim, Masa Oini Bishvis. In Mitzrayim, they give Masa Oini in the seventh year. Af Ammon and Moav, Masa Oini Bishvis. So too, in Ammon and Moav, they should give Masa Oini in the seventh year. Hashiv Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah answered him. Bavel chutz laretz, Ammon and Moav chutz laretz. Bavel is outside, and Ammon and Moav are outside of Israel. Ma Bavel Masa Shaini Bishvis, just as in Bavel, they give Masa Shaini in the seventh year. Af Ammon and Moav Masa Shaini Bishvis. Right, he answered him back. So in Ammon and Moav, they should give Masa Shaini. Amar Rabbi Tafon, so Rabbi Tafon answered him. Mitzrayim shi krova asur Masa Oini. Mitzrayim is close to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why they established it as Masa Oini. Shi ani Yisrael nismachim aleh b'shvis. Because the poor people of Israel rely on that for in the seventh year. That's where they go get their Masa. That's where they go get their food from in the seventh year. Af Ammon and Moav sham krovim. So to Ammon and Moav, which are close to Eretz Yisrael. Nasei Masa Oini. We should make it Masa Oini. Shi ani Yisrael nismachim aleh b'shvis. So that the poor people of Israel can go and get food from there in the seventh year. Amalo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so answered him back. He said, Arayata kamahanan mamun. You are like one who, you know, you worried about the money. V'ain ata ela kamafsid nefashos. But you're killing their souls. By worrying about the money of the poor people, you're killing their souls. Why? Koveya ata esa shaman milhoirit tal umata. Because by giving it to Masa Oini and not to Masa Shaini, you're going to prevent the Jew from falling from heaven. Shinemar, and he brings a pasuk from Malachi that proves his point. And what's the pasuk? It says, "Yikba Adam Elokim, ki atem kovim oisi v'amatem b'ma kvanucha," that you will rob, that people will rob Hashem. They'll rob Hashem, and what will they rob Hashem? Masa v'atruma, of masa and truma. So you see from over here that withholding masa and truma is kind of like robbing Hashem. So he's saying you got to prefer to give it to Hashem. You got to prefer to give it as masa shayni than give it to the poor people as masa oni. Yes, they'll have food, but ultimately you're damaging them. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, Harani Kameshiv al Tarfon Achi, says, I'm going to answer you, Tarfon, my brother. Avalola inyan Dvara, but I'm not going to answer you with the proof that you brought. Rather, from the following, I'm going to answer you. Mitzrayim Masa Chadash. Mitzrayim is a new Masa. Mitzrayim was decreed later that you should give Masa. Ubavel Masa Yasham. And Bavel was decreed earlier that you should give, Masa. Vanidun Shilifanainu Masa Chadash. Yidun Masa Chadash, Masa Chadash. And now, when it comes to Ammon and Moab, it's also a new Masa. So we should learn it out from the new Masa, not from the old Masa. V'al Yidun Masa Chadash, Masa Yashan. Mitzrayim Masa Zakanim, not only that, but Mitzrayim was Masa decreed by the Zakanim. Ubavel Masa Nevim, and Babylon was decreed by the prophets. So Vanidon Shilafanainu Masa Zakanim, and we've got in front of us another decree by the elders. So Yidon Masa Zakanim and Masa Zakanim. Learn it out from another decree of the elders. Va'al Yidon Masa Zakanim and Masa Nevim. And don't learn it out from a decree of the prophets. So Nimnu Vagamri, so they voted. After these arguments they voted, and they voted Ammon and Moav, Masrim Masa Oini Bishvis, that the Masa in Ammon and Moav should be a Masa Oini, should go to the poor people, not as a Masa Shani in the 7th year. Ukashibor Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, and when Rabbi Yosef from Damascus came, Eitzel Rabbi Lezer Belud, he bumped Rabbi Lezer in Lud, Amalon, he said to him, Ma chidush haya lachim beveis ha-midrash hayom? What new thing did you learn in the beveis ha-midrash today? Amalon said to him, Nimnu v'garmu, Ammon and Moav, Masrim, Masa Oini b'shvis. We learned that in Ammon and Moav, the Masa Oini should be, the Masa in the 7th year should be a Masa Oini. Baka Rabbi Lezer v'amar, he cried and he said, Soid Hashem l'rav v'riyose l'hedim. He quoted this pasuk from Tehillim, that the secret of Hashem is with those that fear Him, and His covenant to make them known it. Tzei v'oimelem, go tell them, Al t'choshu l'min yanchem. Don't fear, don't be concerned about your voting. Mekubal ani merabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, I received a tradition from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheshama Merebo, he learned from his rabbi, Rabbi Merabo, and his rabbi learned from his rabbi, Ad Halacha L'Moshe B'Sina, and I learned it all the way back to Halacha L'Moshe B'Sina, She'amon and Moav, Masrim Masa Oini B'Shvis, that Ammon and Moav should be Masa Oini in Shvis. So it brings up here not a proper Halacha L'Moshe B'Sina, but some say, like Halacha L'Moshe Messina, that they learned back that Ammon and Moav, the Masa should be a Masa Oini in the 7th year.